Fergal was trembling more and more. Mr. and Mrs. Thunder reached the top of the stairs, still trying to push past each other. Philly saw what was about to happen a moment before it occurred. "The lamp!" she cried. But it was too late. Mr. and Mrs. Thunder had knocked the lamp of the world over. Every time the lamp hit a step, the whole family flinched. And then it bounced off the final step, rolled across the floor, and hit, oh so gently, first Philly's big black boots, and then Fergal's, and broke clean in half.
"Crikey," thought Philly, "it's the argument that broke the world."
And that's when Fergal ran. He ran to the door under the stairs, yanked it open and scarpered down into the cellar. Philly rushed after Fergal. The cellar was lit by a single light bulb. Fergal was huddled in a corner. He was clutching the meteorite spoon so hard he could barely breathe.
"Oh, bruv," sighed Philly, going to him. "Don't cry. Please don't cry. Mum and Dad didn't mean it. You know how they get when they're needled by each other. They'll say they're sorry later. If you keep crying, you'll make me cry as well. Oh, brother, it's enough to make me scream."